Armenia is a small landlocked nation between Turkey and Azerbaijan. Its government is officially a parliamentary democracy. But large protests welled up in the country's capital recently because the Armenian public believed their former prime minister had done something unconstitutional. Serge Sargsyan was the president of Armenia for 10 years, starting in 2008. During that time, he promoted changes in the nation's constitution that made the office of prime minister more powerful than the presidency. And though he said he would not try to become prime minister after his term as president ended, the nation's parliament, which is controlled by Sargsyan's political party, elected to give him the job anyway. Tens of thousands of people protested. They saw this as an illegal power grab. And things escalated when members of Armenia's opposition political party were held by police. On Monday, though, Prime Minister Sargsyan announced he'd resign, saying, "The street movement is against my tenure. I am fulfilling your demand." So what happens now? Armenia is faced with the task of working out some sort of political compromise so the nation can move forward. There have also been some rapid changes on the Korean Peninsula. In late 2017, the international community placed the toughest sanctions, economic penalties, that it's ever put on North Korea after the communist country flaunted its nuclear and missile programs. Now, just a few months later, North Korea's weapons tests have apparently quieted down, and the country's dictator, Kim Jong-un, looks like he's ready to turn his back on years of isolation to appear on the world stage. He's preparing for a summit that'll be held later this week with South Korean President Moon Jae-in and a possible meeting in May or early June with U.S. President Donald Trump. Both South Korea